Welcome back. For Ceasefire, I'm your host, Casey Cumbest, and we're here talking with our friends at BART Parental Controls about how to keep our kids safe online and helping them navigate social apps. BART Parental Controls have protected 5.7 million children to date. It has detected 291,000 severe self-harm situations and boasts the most coverage of any monitoring tool. From monitoring social apps like Snapchat and Instagram, to name a few, to monitoring Google Chrome activity and messaging, BART helps families manage and protect their children's online lives. Joining us today is Jim Richmond, VP Marketing at Ceasefire. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Additionally, representing BART Parental Controls, we have Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Parent Officer, Titania Jordan. Titania, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Titania, what makes BART so unique?
There's not enough time on this podcast to tell you all the reasons why, but, you know, a few differentiating factors of why BART is so unique. One, it was started by a parent for parents. You know, it can't get more real than that for the what's in it for me. Our algorithm is so unique. Nobody in the world has a data set of close to 6 million children across the nation and how they communicate truly in real time across 30 apps and social media platforms. It's a very, very powerful and unique data set that is helping to save children's lives.
Casey, I'll add to that. We talked in the first episode about why did Ceasefire choose BART from a partner standpoint. We've been looking for quite some time for a parental controls service that we were willing to partner up with. It really brought everything to the table. And Titania talked a lot about their technology and really their powerful artificial intelligence. And that was really important to Ceasefire.
Jim, we spoke in the first episode about BART Jr. being free for Ceasefire customers. What has you so excited about that?
Well, just the ability for us to be able to really entice customers, more parents with children to be able to utilize this service. And so being able to bring and offer customers that the BART Jr. Product free obviously will do that. And BART Jr. is a really good program in itself. I mean, it brings a lot of good tools to the table for parents, just allowing parents to be able to manage and limit screen times. That in itself is huge from a parent standpoint, very important. But they also can filter websites that their children can visit and also allow parents to keep up with their location check-ins, which is important.
Titania, how do BART parental controls work?
We've got the two tiers, as Jim mentioned, and let's just start with BART Jr., which you get for free, so no-brainer. Families can manage when their kids can access the internet on their devices, as well as which sites they're able to visit. I don't know about you, but I bet a lot of parents out there are like, yeah, I'm really struggling with that. Well, you don't have to anymore if you get BART Jr. You can set bedtimes. You can block access to a wide variety of websites, including streaming, gaming, adult content, and more. So truly, no-brainer that empowers parents and helps keep your children safer online, and it's free. Now, if you decide you need BART Premium, which, P.S., you do, it's basically like a bike helmet for your child when they ride a bike, except it's the protection you give your child when they have a smartphone, when they can access technology, and you're going to get alerts when they have encountered dangers. BART's algorithm will connect to over 30 social media platforms, email, text message. Then it will scan and it will detect, it will run quietly in the background in search of issues that might indicate that something is wrong in your child's online world. Then you get alerts. And not only do you get alerts with the bad news, because gosh, we don't really need any more of that, but you're also going to get best recommended next steps for how to address. How do you talk to your child about X, Y, and Z? It is not easy, but we're here to help.
So really a holistic approach, not just monitoring and notifications, but also, hey, what do you do when this happens?
Yeah,
right. What ages of preteens and teenagers are BART parental controls for?
The second your child has unfettered access to the internet, it's time for at least BART Jr., if not BART Premium. I mean, I'm guilty of it, letting tech babysit my child. I need to take a quick shower and make sure my three-year-old is occupied. You know, YouTube's great for that, but it can also introduce a lot of different things to him. So yeah, the younger, the better.
What about different cell phone operating system, iOS, Android?
Yeah, that's another great differentiator about BART, is that whether your child has an iPhone, an Android, even an Amazon Kindle, we can help you protect your family.
Any other features that we haven't spoke about that have you excited to, Tanya?
The location check-ins is also critical. A lot of us don't want to be helicopter parents, but we want to know our kids are safe. And so the fact that Bark can help you with screen time, filtering, monitoring, alerting to dangers, and just letting you know your kids where they need to be, it's a great tool for parenting in the digital age.
Jim, what has you so excited about this partnership with Bark and CSPIRE?
In today's digital world, parents need all the help they can get. And this relationship with Bark and CSPIRE really allows more, you know, customers, people in our footprint, you know, just more tools, more access with the resources that Bark brings to the table as well. On top of all the things we've been talking about, it's just another great resource for CSPIRE and our customers.
Titania, I think a natural red flag here is about data security.
Yes.
Can you ease our fears just a little bit?
Just knowing that Bark was launched by parents looking to protect their own kids, and we use Bark for our own kids, should hopefully give you a peace of mind. Also, knowing that we are not going to tell you that every tech is 100% safe. We own that. There are risks involved with using tech and using devices. That said, our tech is trusted by close to 5.7 million children's families across the nation, over 2,900 school districts across the nation, and we stick to the most stringent security and privacy policies that exist. We go above and beyond what's required of us because your children's data and security and privacy is paramount.
How should they go about speaking with their child of the importance of being engaged and involved with their online lives?
First of all, I'm not going to pretend that it's going to be easy because all kind of kids are all kind of different. And I know because my son's almost 13. I like to use analogies. I like to use the bike helmet analogy, the sunscreen analogy. You know, like go have fun at the beach, but don't get a sunburn. You know, go ride your bike, explore the world. But if you fall, I don't want it to be your last. Same thing with the internet. You can say, it's not that I don't trust you, although I don't, but
sure.
It's that I don't trust the world.
Right.
And knowing what can happen, knowing what has happened to other kids that are just as smart as you, that come from loving homes with all the support in the world, I don't want that to happen to you. It is my job to protect you while you are in my home and on this planet. I protect you in the real world, and I have to protect you in the digital world. Don't be afraid to be parents, and I'm telling myself that too. You are not your child's best friend yet. You are there to guide them. And so it might not be easy, but it's what you need to do. And it doesn't have to be heavy-handed. It is a conversation. One of the benefits of Bark is that it's not giving you a copy of everything that your child is doing online, which is great. I actually don't have to spot check my son's phone like I would if Bark was not connected to it. I don't have to spot check all of his DMs and text messages because I'm only going to get an alert when there's something that I should get an alert about because I am his parent.
And that's super helpful. And I think those examples are great takeaways for listeners. And as well, Titania's going to give you her cell phone number in a minute. If your kid doesn't agree with you, you just call Titania. So, just kidding.
On that note, though, I will not give you my cell phone number, but you can find me all the places. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok. I know, I'm on TikTok. And it's just at Titania Jordan. Google it. It's okay if you don't even spell it right. There aren't that many Titania Jordans in the world. You will find me. Send me a message. I will get back to you.
On that note, Titania, where can people find out more about Bark?
Go to cspire.com/bark. You'll find everything you need to know there. And we'd be so thrilled if you went there.
Well, Titania, Jim, thank you again. This is certainly an area that we all need guidance in. We appreciate your time.
We appreciate it.
Thank you all for listening.